So here we go again with Bathrobes, Beers, Broadsides. It's August 28th, 2025. If you're listening to this on the Thursday evening when it was actually made up and netcast for the first time, actually, I guess this is the first time, at least for this introduction, and the somewhat very slightly cut version of two shows. You're going to be hearing flashbacks to November 12th, 2000, though I say November 11th, the beginning of the show. I think I'm mistaken. It's November 12th, 2000, and you're going to be hearing Linda LeMaster on low-income and very low-income problems people have when they even try to do a little bit of work. In-studio guest is a woman named Flower, who is an activist who is over in San Jose fighting the issues of San Jose's city council anti-homeless legislation and action. She talks about the ICORN decision, which we go into. You'll hear David Silva advising what to do as far as protest around the new, at that time new, 25 years ago, new city council elected on in November, early November of that year, 2000. It was, you would have thought, a massive progressive majority, but of course they ignored police abuse, city council, public communications, income inequities, all kinds of stuff. Mostly, however, it's anti-homeless stuff that I noted and talk about at some length in these netcasts and in these original shows when they were broadcast. You'll have Scott Graham going through a very elaborate analysis of one of the city council agendas. I usually, quite regularly gave him a call, as I still do, two decades later. Then we go to the November 16th, 2000 show, which is essentially a discussion of the city council's defenestration or execution or crushing of the safe zone proposal that was kind of put forward by the, I guess it was first they had a committee to examine the camping ordinance, the new so-called progressive city council in 1998-99, and then they had a task force to, homeless issues task force it was called, chaired by Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, who you heard speaking earlier in the prior shows. The beginning of the prior show. And by the way, the prior show, we only had about three quarters of it. Haven't yet recovered the last part of it, if it still exists at all, don't know. This one, however, is all about, it's a flash, kind of a flashback within a flashback, and not really, it was intended to preserve. I don't think we ever necessarily played it at the time when it actually was first recorded, which is June 27th of 2000, when the city council torpedoed the safe zones, zones where homeless people could sleep safely, and still are in the same situation 25 years later, really, with some people being given wooden pallets in the funding matters or housing matters, as they call themselves, the complex on Coral Street, some getting warehoused in the armory, which is now an all year-round meals provided. I mean, there have been improvements made for sure, but generally people, they're still going after people who sleep outside, who are unhoused, and I think that is really ultimately the majority of the unhoused population, and probably a growing majority. Lots of discussion. Mostly, I play the whole verbatim midnight city council meeting where they did this by shutting down opposition, moving items to the end so the public couldn't really be there, would be my cynical or realistic interpretation, depending on what you think. And you can be the judge of that. There's also activists being threatened with expulsion, told they couldn't come back, ordered to leave, various tactics that I later brought up in a lawsuit, which I won no money, but finally established the right to raise my arm silently. You're making like a bunch of fascist guys, and so I will act like you are a bunch of fascists, because that's how you're behaving towards homeless people. Anyway, that's the two shows. Flashback to November 12th, 2000, November 16th, and we have the whole November 16th show, but not all the 12th, but you get to hear them both as much as you want to, at least as much as we have of them now.